The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome to the Art Spot. Today we are visiting with Amanda Ann Platt of Platt, vocalist and songwriter for the Honeycutters, a truly exciting original country roots band from up in Asheville who will be making their first performance at the Arts Center this coming Friday, November 15th at 8 p.m. And we're pleased to have Amanda with us to talk about her songs and her band. They're both great, and we can't wait until they're at the Arts Center Friday. Welcome to the Art Spot, Amanda.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Well, since a lot of folks haven't heard your music yet, I thought we should treat them to a bit of that first and then get into talking. Y'all released a new album back in the spring when Bitter Met Sweet, and I thought we might start off with the lead-off track from that album, Penny. If you would tell us a little about that song, please, Amanda.
Sure. Well, Penny's a song that I wrote kind of loosely based on a girl that was in my hometown. She had dropped out of school by the time that I got to high school, but she was just always kind of, you know, I just thought she was the coolest. She just, you know, I think she like tended bar and just played pool and was very cool. So that's kind of my sentiment about growing up looking at her.
Indeed, it all makes sense to me now. We're going to enjoy Penny by the Honeycutters.
All the boys on the corner just a-standing round, say, there goes Penny in her 88 Royale. What she doing now? That's what you want, so see.
great song there and wonderful performance. Amanda, that's one of the most up-tempo songs on the record, and it sure got me my attention immediately on the very first spin. And seems like y'all got a lot of people's attention at Merlefest, where I used to work.
Yeah, we had a great time. We actually, When Bitter Met Sweet came out at Merlefest, we released that at Merlefest in 2012. And that was, you know, a great place to introduce the record, and we sold a whole pile of them, and everyone seemed to really like it. And then, yeah, we had a really good time this year, too. We got invited back to play again at the festival, and what an awesome place to be. Just so many wonderful acts. And, this year being the first year that Doc Watson had passed, you know, it was a very special experience to be a part of. So, we were really excited that we could do that.
Yeah, well, it certainly makes sense for you, since that's part of Western North Carolina, even if a little bit north and east of your stomping ground. But y'all have gotten the best Americana band of the year in the Mountain Express poll, like year after year, it seems like.
Yeah, this was the third year that we got it. And it was actually kind of funny, because for the last 2 years, they've told us in advance. You know, they were like, oh, well, you guys, you know, you got voted number one, and it was really exciting. And they said, do you want to take an ad out or something? And, and this year, nobody told us. In fact, they told us that we had gotten second place or third place in another category, but they didn't mention that we got number one in the Americana band. So we were on the road all summer anyway. We weren't even in town to see it. But, you know, when it came out, everyone was emailing us and saying congratulations. And we're like, oh, that was a nice surprise.
Indeed. After the long run by the Sons of Ralph. But y'all certainly deserve it with the great sound you have, and you've gotten so much attention. Otherwise, you do great in the WNCW listener poll. I think, number four from all bands from everywhere, and number two from within the region after the Avets.
Yeah, that was when Bitter Met Sweet came in 2012. And yeah, we made a point of saying that, you know, it was like we came in number two regional, but that was after the Avett Brothers, and they're, you know, that's not really fair.
Yeah, it seems like just yesterday I was bringing the Avetts on for their first time at Merlefest. How time flies, and the time has flown on this first segment for the Art Spot. We'll be right back on WCHL and chapelboro.com after this. Welcome back to the Art Spot. We are visiting with Amanda Ann Platt from the fabulous roots country band, the Honeycutters. They come from Asheville, and they'll be headed down the mountain, down Old Fort Grade, and on east on I-40 to come to the Arts Center on Friday, November 15th for an 8 p.m. concert. And if you want more info about the show, you can call the Arts Center at 919-929-2787 or go to artcenterlive.org, and you can get all the information there. But Amanda, you are such a fine songwriter. Have you been writing pretty much as long as you can remember?
I started out writing, well, I mean, I didn't really write like a song that I would like, you know, that had like a start and a finish and that I would play for anybody until I was probably about 19 years old. But I was really into musical theater when I was little. I just loved musicals. And I would just make up songs and like pretend I was in a play. That's kind of what I would do when I was alone. So little bits and pieces of songs.
Yes, indeed. A lot of writers have started in similar ways. I think Eudora Welty made up stories for her dolls so that they would have a backstory, and look where that led. How did the band The Honeycutters come together? How did you find each other?
I moved to Asheville. I was going to school in upstate New York, and I moved to Asheville to start, you know, to really pursue music and to see if I could make a go of it. And I met our old guitarist, Peter James, he and I met and started playing music together. And then the mandolin player, Tal Taylor, who's still with us, he joined the band, and we found a bass player and a drummer, and really just kind of just, you know, started building it up around my songs. And, you know, just one of those very organic kind of Asheville stories.
Indeed. I know about those Asheville stories. And so you end up with Keith Case and Associates. You end up playing Merlefest and all over the country, successful songs on the radio. You did well in the Chris Austin songwriting contest that I used to run with Little Bird. Mm-hmm. It just all seems to be happening organically in that Asheville story kind of way. And if it works in Asheville, it works in Carrboro. So that's why we're excited to have you coming down to the Arts Center. But it won't be your first time here in the Triangle, I don't believe.
No, we've played Durham once or twice. We did the Motorco, the garage, the Motorco Music Hall, I think. And we've done the Cave in Chapel Hill on multiple occasions. Always have a good time there. And we've played in Raleigh as well. We've played the Berkeley Cafe several times.
Well, you've played every place else. It's time for you to come to the Arts Center, and that'll be on Friday, November 15th, the Honeycutters from Asheville. I thought we should also take a listen today to the title cut from When Bitter Met Sweet. And listeners should know that Amanda composed all 11 songs on that album. And tell us a little bit about what Bitter Met Sweet's about.
It's a retrospective kind of looking back. You know, it's sort of like a post-breakup song or a during-breakup song, and it's just, you know, it's just told from the perspective of somebody just kind of saying, let's not forget that this was, you know, this was good once, even if it's not going to last.
Very good. When Bitter Met Sweet by the Honeycutters.
Tell him we've been fighting. Did he say that that's too bad? But could you see it in his eyes? He still holds a candle for me. I know you think I've gotten boring, but I could always make him
right, before we had the break, we heard the title cut, When Bitter Met Sweet, from the second Honeycutters album. And I'm thinking it's coming on time for a third Honeycutters album, Amanda.
It is, it is. We're in the studio right now, actually, just finished cutting all the rough tracks and, you know, got a really good batch of songs. It's probably going to be a little longer than the other two. We're looking at 13 or possibly 14 songs, so it's going to be good.
All 13 or 14 ones you've composed?
Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of backlogged. I've written a lot of songs, so well, I've got a ton of covers that I like to do, and I love to, you know, sort of pay respects to some of my favorite songwriters. But for right now, I'm just trying to catch up with my own stuff.
Indeed, there's plenty of time to do covers. Right now, when the muse is going for you, go with it, because those songs aren't always popping in your head when you need them. You got to sort of go with their lifespan more than trying to impose one on them, I think. And when they're coming out of your pen, it's time to sing them. So can't wait to hear the new album next year when that's ready for us to enjoy. But I'm still playing When Bitter Met Sweet and looking forward to the Honeycutters coming to the Arts Center on Friday, November 15th at 8 p.m. Y'all have a sound that's really familiar in a way, because it does draw on a lot of resources of country music, but it's certainly not what anyone would consider mainstream country music at all. Some folks probably wouldn't even think it's country. It's definitely roots, definitely Americana, definitely singer-songwriter. But it truly is a sound that is the Honeycutters and not exactly like anybody else, which is a wonderful thing.
Thank you. Yeah, there's a lot of different influences in there. I grew up listening to a lot of Texas singer-songwriters. My parents met and married in Austin, Texas, and, you know, we're super into Jimmy Dale Gilmore, yeah, and Jerry Walker, and Lucinda Williams, and, you know, all of the above. So, you know, there's a lot of that sound, I think, that influences my writing that, you know, it's kind of, it's less classic country, and there's a little bit of that edge to it. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that Texas singer-songwriter part, your parents being from Austin, is a really important statement and says a lot about the Honeycutters sound, because that influence is there. You can hear some Lucinda influence for sure, and Jimmy Dale in your writing, and the wonderful way all those different influences play together. And I think that's part of what makes the Austin scene and the Asheville scene what they are, is there's not just one or two predominant influences. There are many different powerful artists who make the scene what it is. And you are certainly developing, as is the band, the Honeycutters, into a powerful artist in Asheville, North Carolina. And we can't wait to have you down at the Arts Center on November 15th at 8 p.m. Info at 919-929-2787 and artcenterlive.org. Thanks so much for being with us on the WCHL Art Spot, Amanda Platt.
Thank you so much for having me.